This episode of Nocturne is brought to you with support from The Peepkins from Q Code Media. The Peepkins is a new kids and family podcast arriving just in time for those long holiday road trips. With stories full of adventure, lots of laughs, and lessons galore, this show is engaging, delightful, and stars the talented Anna Faris, Malik Pancholi, and Diedrich Bader. Join quirky Commander Hatch, along with her fearful but determined best friend Noah, as they go on adventures and lift the town's spirits, all while trying to melt the icy heart of the menacing villain, Baron Von Taurius. So whether you're looking to avoid that age-old question, are we there yet, on your long road trip, or simply listening together at home, activate your imaginations and enjoy a perfect audio experience for the whole family. Follow and listen to The Peepkins wherever you're listening now. That's The Peepkins from Q Code Media.
Hub and Spoke. Audio Collective.
Heads up, this episode contains graphic descriptions of late-night sugary treats. If you're prone to cravings, you might want to pack your parachute before listening. You're listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland is the kind of street that doesn't exist that much anymore in America. If not endangered, it should at least be on the threatened list. It's a gritty street, and by that I mean it's not clean or well-ordered and not designed in one fell swoop by a developer with matching windows, hardware, and light fixtures on the storefronts. The donut shop is wedged between a tiny produce market and a blow-dry bar. There's Ike's Shoe Repair and a family dentist across the street. The awning for Colonial Donuts is brown with tan letters, spelling out the name in what I would describe as a historical font. The windows are large with glowing screens at eye level, showing the current lottery jackpot amounts. The shop is what they call a lucky retailer because someone won $100,000 on a ticket they bought here. Large stenciled words on the glass advertise French roast and hazelnut coffee. The interior is lit like a bathroom. Bright and stark and unappealing in almost any other context. But at night, the glare bouncing off the mustard walls and beige vinyl flooring seems like a beacon, calling in the weary, the hungry, the wakeful. Customers walk through the front door, past high tables bolted to the floor, and turn left, where they're met with a work of art, a virtual wall of glistening, colorful, glorious donuts. You can see the kitchen area, where the donuts float in a huge vat of hot golden oil, get gussied up with frosting and sprinkles, and then are laid out to cool on high metal shelving units, like new brides getting ready to walk down the aisle. Oh, and just to be clear, this is not an advertisement for Colonial Donuts in Oakland, California. I did come here after midnight 3 times for this episode, and I won't lie and say it was a hardship. The donuts were sinful and great. But more than that, it was the people who really made the place sing.
Hey, little Toby, pull an illegal U-turn and come and I'm gonna get you the best donut you've ever had.
Well, we were hanging out on his deck and he said, man, let's go get some donuts. We always run down here and get donuts late night. And so here we are.
Don't get no better than this 24 hours. Oh my God, it's like a casino.
What's the latest you've been here?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, 3 o'clock, but at 3 o'clock in the morning, nothing's fresh out the grease. You gotta catch them between now and like 1:30. You can catch the fresh out the grease on a rack, soft, moist, melt in your mouth. Ah, ending of a wonderful night and the start of a wonderful morning. On a sweet note, it doesn't get any better than this.
Everything looks like that.
Hey, how you doing?
Everybody.
We have a glazed buttermilk and a maple cake. And you know, whatever this guy wants, We doing cook coffee? We need raspberry fill, right?
We don't have.
Do you have any raspberry fills?
No, it's like midnight is the best time to come.
If you come right after midnight, the glazed raisin and glazed chocolate are fresh.
You know, everything's fresh at a different time, but the raised ones are fresh at midnight.
If they're, whatever's on the rack back there is like what you want to get, because that's what they're making.
So you know the other, like, other ones that when they're fresh?
I know. No, I understand. Like, if you come at like 10 p.m.-ish, it'll be the old-fashioned. Yeah, the old-fashioned. And then, like, the... It's like, I don't know. I come at midnight for the raised one, but the, like, buttermilk. That's what it is. The buttermilk, and that one's like, that's around 10. And then I think, like, the filled ones are in the morning, because I never catch those on time, so sometimes I don't come.
Hi, how are you? I have a raised glaze, the chocolate with sprinkle. Any color is good.
Make it two of them.
Some chocolate?
Yeah, two of those, and then the pumpkin.
Okay.
Late on a weekend night, this echoey, garishly lit, box-like room has an energy in stark contrast to the dark, deserted feeling right outside. This isn't New York. There's really not much else open anywhere nearby. And the donut shop is a vortex for those just ramping up in work or love, and others winding down and wanting to cap off the night with something sweet and maybe familiar.
The bacon maples are really good, but they're only on the weekends. But, like, sometimes, like, the bacon sometimes falls off, so I'll get, like, another maple raised and flip it upside down on top to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It's worth a try. So I do have opinions on donuts.
Please.
Like the only donuts like I will never get that I hate are like those right there on that shelf. The coconut covered donut or the peanut covered donuts. No time for those donuts. How much was it?
$6.65.
Cool. I got all these ones. The blueberry one. Maple as well. Oh, here's the blueberry one. That one?
He's the guy to talk to.
Delicious.
The best donut in the place is the glazed buttermilk.
Is that what it is?
It's a raspberry fill.
We gotta eat the bake right here.
The mochi's always good, but pretty much everything here is good. I can't just choose one. I have to choose them all.
It has to be a box.
It has to be a box.
How you doing, champ? That's my boy Lee.
Take my order, bud.
Let me get four of the blueberries.
How many?
Four. I was going to get two, but just because you're here, I'm going to get a dozen now.
What made you want a donut tonight?
So his car was stolen.
This morning.
Oh,
this
no.
morning, yeah. And, yeah. You know, so
yeah, I had to go get a police report. They told me that it's probably car was stolen for another crime, and it could be left somewhere in the city. So we decided we were going to go get a donut because my car got stolen, so.
And do some ube. Which one is the best one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do two. Chad, which one is your favorite one?
The maple bars.
Fuck it, throw some maple bars in there too.
No, I don't have them right now.
No maple bars? Woo! You're disappointing me, champ. Do some strawberry cream.
Strawberry cream, that's delicious.
Really, huh?
Oh, yeah, delicious.
I mean, the raised glaze is like the classic, right?
Isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. You're the boss today.
That's what's up.
What's your name, brother?
Felix.
That's my boy, Felix. Where are you from, Felix?
North Oakland.
North Oakland. There you go.
Good to meet you, people. Good people.
Good to meet you.
Good donuts and good hour tonight to be eating them, too.
Exactly.
Where are you coming from?
Work.
What's your work?
Ship marine clerk down on the waterfront.
You just got off?
Yep.
And you heading home?
I'm about to go home and catch a date with my TV, the boob tube.
Do you come here a lot?
Sometimes after work, just catch a latte and a good fresh hot donut out the grease. You know what I mean? Don't taste no better than that. And then that'll get me going home, sugared up, get home and unwind from all that. So it's Saturday, so all your normal programs are not on. So you kind of like spot channel and move around and let it take you into the night, and before you know it, you're asleep, the TV's watching you, and you're pressing power, and hey, it's Sunday morning.
But why the donuts at night?
They just taste better.
It might not shock you to learn that a not small percentage of people at the donut shop after midnight on a weekend are, shall we say, under the influence of more than sugar.
You know, sometimes you just get the munchies.
We are drunk.
You're drunk.
Late night munchies. It's a clutch spot. They come in clutch, you know?
What does that mean, clutch?
They come through.
I think, like, it was the Greeks that said you gotta try things sober and also drunk to see if it's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do that.
Which one are you?
Unclear. Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Well,
this is not a very good experiment, maybe.
I don't think time's real. For me personally, it's just a number to me. It doesn't necessarily matter. It's in a lot of ways moving in all different directions, and we only perceive it in one of those directions, right? It's like dilating in and out, and this expansion and contraction is like we perceive some like tethering of the past to the future in this present moment, but really it's all happened. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Night to me is just like part of the duality. It's like, hey, like, you know.
I love the raspberry fill, but you don't have any at all. It's finished, not even in the back, in a secret place hiding. Okay, I'll take the sprinkled white frosting, the sprinkle, please.
How are you feeling about your favorite donut being out?
I'm sad. I'm upset. I'm a little bummed out.
I'm really sorry.
I'm coming all the way from Pleasanton, and I grab my favorite donut site here.
You came all the way from Pleasanton?
Yeah.
To come to this donut shop?
Pleasanton is around 30 miles away, and it's about midnight. This is part of a larger plan.
Let's see, I'm an artist. I paint. So when I'm painting, I drink some wine with my donut on the side. So
that's beautiful.
What do you have?
I got a sprinkled donut instead.
Okay.
Oh, but yeah, I need a chocolate too. Please.
Yeah. And a chocolate. Okay. We'll take care of your donut. Talk.
I'll come and see the
donut. Can I get your first name?
Yeah, Ashley.
Seems like these folks know each other, but I don't think they do. The crowd ebbs and flows, occasionally taking on the feel of a raucous neighborhood bar where everyone knows each other. Sometimes strangers, in their ebullience, buy each other donuts. It's an act of generosity and also connection.
So, Ashley, yes. Will you eat them one at a time, or will you kind of eat part of one and then a part of another one?
I'm going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to chop it up in pieces because there's no donut holes. Sparingly through my paint session.
Yeah. Are you going to paint tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm going to home paint. Usually Friday night, Saturday nights, I'm at home painting.
All right.
See, I made a new friend.
You didn't come in together?
No.
There's a lot of folks like Ashley coming from all over. And also,
I live like right over there. I was literally here this morning. So
he was like, dude, do you want donuts? And I was like,
yeah. He didn't think there was a donut store that was open, and I told him it's open 24 hours. So
plain chocolate bar. And the raised glaze.
At the beginning of COVID, because this was open, we used to come all the time because we lost our jobs. And so we were like, oh, we'll go get donuts because they're open. And they have scratchers.
Who? Oh, like the lottery tickets?
Yeah, they're right there.
But like our thing is like we get donuts and we get scratchers. It's like with whatever change. It's like our date thing.
What's your favorite donut?
Bacon maple. For sure. And apparently they'll make it for you if you ask, if they don't have them.
I was told like they make bacon and you can just put bacon on any donut during the week. I haven't tried it yet though. I guess I'll get a chocolate raise. Do you have a chocolate? Not yet?
Yeah.
I'll get a glaze raise.
I got maple.
I'll go glaze raise.
How many?
Two?
Three?
Yeah. Can I get how fresh are the cake sprinkle donuts?
Why are chocolate?
Can I get the dot sprinkles? Chocolate.
Colonial Donuts is family owned, and like a lot of the businesses on this street, it has a classically American backstory, which is to say, an immigrant story.
My name is Ping Yamamoto, and we are here at Colonial Donuts at 3318 Lakeshore Avenue, and we are open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I think a lot of people after a wedding or going out to the bars, they're like, oh, we're hungry, we want some donuts, and they know to come to Colonial Donuts. How long have I been working here? I would say since I was 9 years old. My parents have owned the business, this particular location, since 1989, but they've been in the business since I was born. Yeah, a month after I was born, they left Seattle, packed up from Seattle, wanted better opportunities, and came to the Bay Area. And they've been in the donut business since. It originally started with my Aunt Tracy. She owned a donut shop in Hayward and said, hey, I need some help. And, you know, need you to come down. Are you interested? And so my dad was learning to be a mechanic. And my mom's like, well, let's stop that. And let's take this opportunity and let's see. And as I think an immigrant, entrepreneurship is just kind of what you strive for and find that there are successes in that life.
Where did they immigrate from?
Cambodia. My husband is Japanese. I'm ethnically Chinese, but my family's from Cambodia. And they survived the Khmer Rouge regime and went through the what they call the killing fields and for a good 4 years of their life. Colonial Donuts was quite well known in Oakland and I think in the East Bay. They purchased it from Richard Seymour, and he had several locations. I think my parents bought the very first one, Golden Gate, on Telegraph and 42nd. And then Richard Seymour would slowly start selling his other locations to my parents. I think we're the only 24-hour location in Oakland that sells donuts.
What's the thinking about keeping the donut shop open 24 hours a day? Why?
I think it's tradition. I think Oakland's been through a lot of transitions, you know, with the times, but we've kept our doors open, you know, and I think people appreciate that, and they've said thank you for being open. I mean, the past couple of years has been rough. We're managing okay. I was raised here in Oakland, and this is my home, and I know it's a lot of ups and downs, and you know, but I'm still here. My family is still here, and we plan to be here. I'm in it for the long haul.
A lot of the people I talked to said they've been coming here for years or decades. Of the latter, many remembered when you could sit inside late at night and study or play games. That hasn't happened since the pandemic. They took away all the chairs. But you can still stand at some of the high tables and eat your donut inside, watching as the line forms with every kind of person, sometimes snaking out the door onto the shadowy sidewalk.
We've been coming here since we were, like, in high school.
Yeah.
There's no studies. Tables now, but there used to be, like, tables here. We used to study here and watch the guys play chess and everything, yeah.
Cram for exams.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so happy it's still open 24 hours. And
yeah, my
still
dad used to come here when he was in college.
Yeah, so this, you know, it's an Oakland institution, and I'm glad they're still, you know, killing it, yeah.
I've been coming since I was a kid, so.
What's your favorite donut?
Donut holes. I'm very picky. I like one thing and I just leave it at that.
That's actually pretty impressive because there are a lot of different kinds of donuts here. Looking at them in the display cases is a dazzling thing to behold. There are so many different types of donuts and sprinkle color icing combinations. You can go primary color or pink and lavender, red, white, and blue if you're feeling patriotic. It's a little dizzying. Kent's a Virgo, so as I stand here drooling, he's approaching the situation methodically.
I'm looking right now at the board with pictures of all the donuts. I'm just going to read off the names here.
Yeah.
We've got the French donut. It's got sort of a spiral top. It's a regular round donut, but it's got a spiral top in both regular glaze and chocolate. There's an apple fritter. Just looks like kind of like a muffin top with a bunch of apple chunks on it. There's a blueberry cake donut, your classic cake donut with blueberries in it. There's also a spice cake, a powdered cake, and three different kinds of cake donuts with coconut and maple and sprinkles, chocolate sprinkles.
So what are you going to get?
We're going to get one of everything. So let's make that happen.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be one of everything, but you know.
But there's several that I want.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
right?
Oh my God.
You know when you're on vacation and you eat whatever you want, because everyone knows calories don't come on vacation with you. And also, grease and fat lose their negative health effects. It's just a thing. Well, the night does that with donuts.
I mean, there's a reason this is the spot.
So, this is the fluffiest, cakey, beautiful, glazed, rainbow sprinkled thing I've... I knew I was gonna cry. Oh my God.
Good donut.
Oh my God. What are you eating?
It was a raised glaze.
Oh my God.
That's like the, you know, basic standard issue.
Oh my God. There's something about eating a donut at midnight.
These donuts are always great.
Good night. Oh my God. Can I have your coffee?
Yeah. Are you in a sugar coma or something? Mm-hmm. You've gone very quiet.
It's just the fluffy with the kind of crisp sprinkle.
Crunchy
with the...
And then a glaze underneath.
Glazed.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You might need to put that down and go talk to some more folks.
I'm almost done.
Not young.
We just
came from San Francisco.
Yeah, we just came from San Francisco. We saw Star Wars burlesque show. We were trying to get donuts in the city, but the lines were too long, and so we knew Colonial Donuts won't let us down. We're heading home.
Probably going home like Star Trek.
Exactly.
Yeah, I came to pick up my my friend from the hospital. He got into a motorcycle accident today, and drove from San Jose to come pick him up, and he's not ready yet, and this is the only thing that kind of was open. There was other stuff open, but they were like, hey, donuts.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, I think he broke his arm, but he should be fine.
I hope your friend's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've all done our own things for the past year.
So you guys have, like, all been different places?
Yeah,
and
college. And this summer, we just, you know, reconnected, catching up, having a good time. And we realized that we were hungry, and there's not a lot of places that are open this late, so. And I'm not gonna lie, I just love a good old, like the sprinkles ones, like the old-fashioned, like not old-fashioned, but like just like the donut ones with the sprinkles
on. There's like a cake, sprinkle
The sprinkle cake, cake the sprinkle
oh,
cake, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sprinkle rays are good too. It's honestly just whichever one has better sprinkles.
Sprinkles, what does that mean?
They just look better, you know, better pattern, better colors. All that.
So you go by color.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just... But yeah, it's a 24-hour donut shop. And also, who doesn't want donuts late at night, you know?
That's the thing.
Like, you gotta treat yourself, you know? You gotta give in to those cravings. I don't know.
It's probably the best donut shop in the world.
Wow. Do you have a lot of things to compare? Have you been...
Yes, so if I'm an Uber driver in the middle of the night, the donuts are fresh, coffee's cheap enough, you know. And if you need a donut, they have bacon on there. So, I mean, if you've never had that, you need it, you know.
Are you driving just now?
Probably going to start weirdly late. I hear and see it all. Probably 20,000 safe rides. You know, I like taking people, you know, helping people get to where they need to be, mostly night. So I would always say they're not going to do the naughtiest thing you could think of in my car, you know, after drinking all night.
It turns out my idea of the naughtiest thing you could do in an Uber is very different than it is for an Uber driver.
Talking about throwing up in their car.
And trying to sneak away. Yes, how about also one maple cruller, and that's going to be it. Thanks.
Yes.
And you can foresee it coming when a guy's helping his girl to the car. I gotta go. Sorry. That means bad stuff's gonna happen. You know, I'm not, people, what, you get mad? No, I don't get mad. I'm just working. But if you try to do it, it'd be sneaky. Then I'll be I'm mad like anyone else would be mad, right?
Yeah.
And one time it happened, and then I cleaned it. And then it was a bad one, too, in the city. And the guy just does it. I'm like, he's doing the dry heave thing. And I'm like, dude, I'll pull over. Don't worry. Don't worry. I got you. No, he does it all over the window and everything. And so back in the day, Uber would be like, anything, throw up, $250. Then they got cheap and they tried to give me $80. I'm like, no, you used to give me $250 for the SF State throw up. No, you're not giving me $80.
They had a standard thing they would give you if somebody threw up in your car?
Then they tried to get cheap with it. I sent in 100 emails and was like, I've been loyal and I had to clean up and all this. They don't care about that kind of stuff. But eventually they did, but I shouldn't have to write 100 emails.
I like all of them.
All of them?
All of them.
So how do you decide?
It's really hard to decide. I kind of do two or three at a time. I know it's bad for my health, but I do. But I like the fresh ones. I look towards the back, what's on the racks. You know, those would be the ones that be fresh, you know. And, yeah, or sometimes they just give them to me. You know, they let me know what's going on, so. It's good. Yeah, I love it.
What were you doing before you came here?
Oh, looking to come here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I tend to the bikes on the street. Yeah, the little rental bikes. Yeah.
And are you going to go home after this, or are you going to go out and have some fun?
Yeah, I'll probably go sit by the lake and enjoy my donuts. The scenery over there, yeah.
Cool. Is this just by yourself, or you have some friends are going
to
go?
Oh, yeah, I'm by myself. Stay by myself most of the time. Yeah, it's easier that way. What's your favorite donut?
Well, this is my first time here.
Oh, okay.
So I got like 6 different kinds.
Okay.
I really, really like the sprinkle raised.
Sprinkle.
And I really like the chocolate glazed.
Come back on a Tuesday and go get some mochi.
Oh, tonight we got 6 donuts. We got the Oreo, a chocolate twist, a maple bacon, a maple old fashioned, a maple regular, and then a chocolate chip chocolate donut.
God.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
You can eat them all now?
No, I want to save one for the morning.
What were you guys doing before you came here?
We were at the Hookah Lounge, Oasis Hookah Lounge. It's right down on Grant Avenue.
It's Friday night, and we just came from the New Gold Medal, and it's kind of like a thing we do when we go to New Gold Medal. We come to Colonial Donuts. In fact, actually, if we ever eat late at night in Oakland, we probably come to Colonial Donuts.
How long have you been thinking about coming to get donuts? Today?
Oh, all day. I do heating and air conditioning service technician. I was at a vendor's store and they had a box of like brand new donuts there. They're like, yo, take a donut. I'm like, oh man, these smell really good, but I can't because I gotta save my donut. I have a donut quota, you know.
We came from a wedding tonight. So that was
our sister's brother's wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Not entirely related to the family, but yeah. We decided to come for the donut to end the night.
Yeah.
A little sweet treat, I guess.
We had a lot of tacos. Now we need something sweet, so.
Good way to balance it out.
My mom was falling asleep in the car, and she was like, drive for longer so I could fall asleep. So my sister suggested getting donuts. It kind of just happened.
Yeah. So is your mom still sleeping in the car?
Yeah.
I start work at 5 a.m. today, and it's good to show up with a box of donuts in my job. And I figured it's easier to buy them now and then take a nap before I go to work than stay up.
What's your job?
I do stage rigging at the arena.
I was sleeping. And she woke me up. She's like, you want to go get donuts? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. It's usually around this time they make them fresh.
So were you like sleeping for the night?
Yeah, I was already done for the day.
And you weren't annoyed at all to be woken up?
No, not when it comes to donuts.
Normally we say we're going to wake up at 12 and then we fall asleep. But this time I had a nap earlier, so I was awake and I was like, let's go get donuts, and I woke her up.
And so what were you guys doing before you came here?
We went to KMEL Summer Jam.
The concert in Concord.
Yeah, super fun.
Who was that who played?
Roddy Ricch, Stunna Man, Wally, P-Lo,
Larry June,
Lil Kayla. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. It was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are you going to do after this?
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say too much.
She I'm humping.
What?
I said I'm humping. Like the Humpty Dance. Do the hump.
We're partying tonight. Yeah,
like I'm gonna get it on.
Cool. Have fun.
Thank you.
Yes, they're getting donuts and then hoping to get lucky in that order. This is the first time I've heard Humpty Dance used in a sentence in real life.
Where are you coming from?
I'm just coming for work.
What's your work?
I do hotel work. I just stop by and get some donuts or something to drink, whatever, you know. Yeah. My favorite donut, the glaze. I like the glaze donut. The glaze donut is the best. The glaze or chocolate. It's my best. The ones I like are like the vitamin water, the drink, or the Nesquik. That strawberry Nesquik. Oh, my goodness. I like that with that donut. Perfect. Perfect and stuff like that.
And then what are you going to do after your leisure?
I'm going to go out to a club. Heart Diners right down the street. Hang out at the club, go a little dance or something like that. That's all. Hang out, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just get some fresh air because I'm tired of being in the house. I've been in the house so much. I just want to just get out a little bit, you know? I don't like being stuck in the house all the time. The weather's too nice to just be in the house all the time. It's too hot in the house, you know? I just want to get out and just go ahead, just you know, I don't have to do a whole lot because I got work in the morning, but I just want to go hang out just a little bit before I, you know, go to sleep, go to work.
If you listen carefully, you can hear the Humpty Dance gals in the background talking to the guy who's going to go clubbing. He's gone over to them, and it's all looking pretty flirty. What I'm seeing is an exchanging of numbers late at night over donuts. It's kind of beautiful. This whole place, the people, the experience of being here in the middle of the night is strangely beautiful and exhilarating. It's a very particular alchemy, I think, of joy and night and Oakland and donuts.
I don't think I've ever met a person who doesn't like a donut. Maybe they say they don't want to have a donut. It doesn't mean that they don't like a donut. Like to have one, right? Donuts always bring people together.
You've been listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Nocturne is produced by me and was created by myself and Kent Sparling, who also composed the theme music and bought the donuts. Find out more about Nocturne at nocturnepodcast.org. And if you enjoy the show and want to help keep it going, you can support us on Patreon or PayPal. Just go to nocturnepodcast.org/support. That's nocturnepodcast.org/support. Nocturne is a proud member of Hub and Spoke Audio Collective, a group of smart, well-crafted, independent podcasts. Out There is a show that recently joined Hub and Spoke. They explore big questions through intimate stories in the great outdoors, like the episode Moral Compass, about a climber on Mount Everest who came face to face with one of the hardest decisions mountaineers ever have to make. It's riveting. Find Out There wherever you listen to podcasts and check out all the other shows in Hub and Spoke at hubspokeaudio.org. Till next time, thanks for listening.